Brian Finn is back with more business news.
Gavin, thank you. US drug maker AbbVie and Shire have officially called off their proposed $55 billion merger. The head of AbbVie blamed the US Treasury for its clampdown on so-called inversions for the failed merger. Shire will walk away from the deal with a $1.64 billion breakup fee. The economic consultants Indicon have carried out a major study on the benefits of having our own stock exchange. Over 2,000 people are employed in the securities industry here, with a further 97,000 jobs supported by ISE-listed companies. Alan Gray, managing partner of Indicon, is here. And Alan, one of the standout figures here is that the ISE is number three in the world for debt listings. Most might associate the stock exchange with dealing in stocks and shares, but what kind of debt does it deal in?
Brian, good morning. A range of debt instruments are listed on the Irish Stock Exchange, and Ireland's position as number three in Europe is really quite remarkable. Our research from our economists showed there was a range of factors that influenced that. Part of the reason was the efficiency of the debt listing and the administration in the stock exchange, but part was the range of support services available to debt listers.
Now, this is mostly government debt, I presume, and the stock exchange are keen on issuing business debt, and they want some tax arrangements changed. So is there further scope there for debt issuance?
I think there is. There are proposals to have a sort of bond market for SMEs, and it may need some fiscal change to make that a competitive offering in Dublin.
Now, the period you have looked at was between 2004 and 2013. A lot of companies have come in and out of the stock exchange in that time, but a huge amount of money has been raised in that period as well.
It has indeed, Brian. In fact, one of the really surprising features that our economists identified was the scale of equity raised on the Irish stock market over that period, of over 23 billion. And given the importance of finance for industry and for firms in Ireland, the ability to raise such a significant amount of equity capital is, I think, quite a remarkable story.
And that money has direct impact on the economy in terms of money that flows directly into the economy from jobs and from other areas.
It does indeed, Brian. As you mentioned, ISE companies, in other words, companies on the stock exchange, directly support 49,000 employees within Ireland, and indeed a lot more overseas, and indirectly support about another 40-something thousand jobs.
As I mentioned, there's a lot of ebb and flow into and out of stock markets from companies. In the last few years, we've seen some either leave the stock market or opt for a dual listing with London. Is that a challenge for the Irish Stock Exchange?
It is. All small stock exchanges face very significant competitive pressures from larger markets. Our research showed that the ability of firms on the Irish Stock Exchange to have a dual listing was an advantage because they get the benefit of local knowledge, local support services and investor interest in Ireland, but also have the opportunity to list on overseas markets.
I suppose there's also a challenge in terms of we see share wipeouts every now and then, and even this year, 2014, a good performing year, but in the last few weeks we've seen most of the gains wiped out. That's another challenge for the exchange.
It is a challenge for the exchange. It's more a bigger challenge for individual small investors who are looking at investment on a short-term basis, and that is always ill-advised if people are trying to just make short-term gains because they could be subject to significant losses.
Alan Gray of Indicon, thank you very much indeed for that. Just finally, Christophe de Margerie, the French chief executive of the oil company Total, has died in an air crash in Moscow. His plane crashed when it collided with a snow-clearing machine, killing him and three crew. The Russian Investigation Committee have just said that the snowplow driver was drunk at the time of the accident. Finally, a look at the currencies, and the euro is trading at just over $1.28 and just over 79 pence sterling, Rachel.
Thank you very much, Brian.